Okay, now we want to start with the definitions and the discussion of dynamic Monte Carlo methods. And we want to interpret Monte Carlo methods as Markov processes. There is, however, a fundamental difference between the theory of Markov processes and the applications and the numerical applications in Monte Carlo. Because whenever we discuss Monte Carlo applications, we take a view which is quite different from that which is used in the discussion of Markov processes. The problem is that in Monte Carlo applications, the probability distribution is known. So we know what the equilibrium distribution is. Our pi, for instance, in the canonical ensemble, is nothing but the canonical distribution. For instance, if a standard application, we know what the configuration space is, for instance, for a gas, the phase state is the state space is characterized by the positions of all the particles, and the pi is nothing but the exponential of minus beta u normalized by the configuration of partition function. So in our case, pi is known. So the idea is that we want to determine a transition matrix that has pi as equilibrium distribution. So in Markov chain, the transition matrix is given and the main discussion is determining pi. So you are given p and you want to determine pi. While here, pi is known and we want to determine p. The unknown is the transition matrix. And here, the basic theorem is the Unique theorem. So we look for a transition matrix that satisfies the stationarity condition with respect to pi. And then we know that, because of the uniqueness theorem, that this transition matrix has pi as equilibrium distribution. And we know also, because of the last theorem we mentioned in the previous slides, that if we take sample averages, then the sample averages will converge to averages over the Markov process. This is the ergodic theorem. So our basic strategy is the following. We know what the probability distribution is. We determine a transition matrix that satisfies the stationarity condition. And we are sure that if we compute sample averages over the Markov chains, the sample averages will converge to averages with respect to pi, which is our purpose. This is what we want to compute. We always want to compute averages with respect to the probability distribution pi. Of course, there is one point which is important to note, that we said before that we know pi, but effectively we don't know pi, because pi is e to minus beta u, which is, of course, something that we can compute on each state space, but then it's divided by z. Z is the configurational partition function, and it's not known. As we shall discuss, it's not even possible to use Monte Carlo method to compute z. So z is an unknown property. So effectively, we don't know pi. We know pi apart from a constant, the constant z. And the important property, which is discussed here, is that C is not required when you want to devise the transition matrix P. Indeed, let's write the stationarity condition. The stationarity condition tells you that the sum over x, pi x, p x y, is equal to pi y. Now, let's replace pi x with e to minus beta h divided by z. You immediately realize that there is a pi on the left-hand side and a pi on the right-hand side. So there is a factor of 1 over z on the right-hand side, and there is a factor of 1 over z on the left-hand side. So effectively, in the stationarity condition, the two z's cancel. And so we can write the stationarity condition without the knowledge of the factor 1 over z. The partition function z drops out of the condition that we use to determine the matrix P. So it's not relevant that Z appears in the probability distribution. The important part of the probability distribution is the Boltzmann factor, e to minus beta h. Of course, we know how to compute e to minus beta h on each configuration. In principle, as we said, we should enforce the stationarity condition. But in many cases, it's much simpler to enforce a stronger condition, which is called the detail balance condition or reversibility condition. The detail balance or reversibility condition is a stronger condition in the sense that if P satisfies the stationarity condition, the reversibility or detail balance condition is not generically satisfied. But vice versa, if the detail balance condition is satisfied, then we are sure that the stationarity condition is satisfied. So let's prove it. Let's prove that if P is reversible in the sense that it satisfies the detail balance condition, then it satisfies the stationarity condition. So we consider the detail balance condition and we sum over x. So we obtain that the sum over x of pi x pxy is equal to sum over x of py pyx. Then, on the right-hand side, note that we have pi y we can take out of the summation, while the summation over x of pyx, this is one of the properties of the transition matrix, is equal to 1. And so we obtain the equation which is on the right, and this shows that the stationarity condition is satisfied. So in practice, we do not enforce the stationarity condition, but the detail balance condition. But again, this is a stronger condition. So if we enforce the detail balance condition in the sense that we find the transition matrix that satisfies the detail balance condition, then we know that the transition matrix satisfies the stationarity condition. And then we are sure that the Markov process generated by P has pi as equilibrium distribution.